I was driving over here this morning with Linda, my wife. We had a real interesting occasion this morning at the house. Colleen, my daughter, got up to have a shower and turned on the tap and took it right off in her hand. The water goes right across the rim. And of course, being the mechanically inclined person I am, I didn't even know how to shut it off. So we had a fountain going sideways in the bathroom. The only way Linda knew how to turn it off was shut all the water off in the house. This happened at 5:45 this morning. Needless to say, that was a nice way to start to wash your hair and have a shower and brush your teeth. So I thought, what'll I do? I could see this hole, and I didn't know what to do, so I went and got a broom handle and shoved it in the hole. That's exactly what I did. But that didn't work. Well, now, if you wanted to see a comedy, you should have been in our house this morning. Here's Linda holding the tap on while Colleen's having a shower and having a terrible time trying to adjust the hot and cold. Then Colleen scurried away with her towels around her, and in I go. And I've got the water pouring on me, my hair full of soap, and it went ice cold. Linda said, hurry up, it's freezing. Then she said, it's burning me. Well, we finally got the soap off and we got through the operation. And I understand there's a plumber over there doing what I'm not aware of how to do. And I have no intentions of learning either, I might tell you. But you know, she was saying on the way over, she said, well, we sure got creative early, didn't we? Then she said something interesting. She said, you know, there would be some people, that's the only time they ever originate a creative thought in their life, when they meet some kind of a catastrophe like that. And you know, that's true. That is the truth. That's the only time, when their back is right against the wall, that they'll think of something different. What's a different way to do what you do? What's a better way to do what you do? What's a different way to strengthen your relationships? What's a better way to improve your income? Do you know if you're still running your company the way you were running it 5 years ago, you're going out of business? That's true. You've got to do it different. And by that I mean you've got to do it better. You've got to become more effective. You see, we live in a fast-changing world. This isn't the 50s any longer. You've got to run to keep up today. And if you're not prepared to do it better, get out of the game, because you're really going to get hurt. But any one of us can. And I don't care what's happened in the past. You might have been losing right up to this moment, but there's no point from this moment on doing it. You see, I blew it until I was 26, but as Ray said to me, you've already paid for that. You don't have to pay twice. Start to think. And he says, if you choose an idea and you place it in here, instantly and automatically, you move this thing called a body, which is nothing but a mass of energy, into a new vibration. That causes it to act different. You see, the action is caused by the vibration. If you're entertaining a negative idea, and this is the emotional mind, by the way, and you let yourself get emotionally involved with the negative idea, you instantly move your body into a negative vibration. There can be no intelligent action come from a negative vibration, ever. If energy is in a negative vibration, it must move into negative form. Science will tell you one of the first laws of energy is that energy is forever moving into form. And you know what religion calls this? They call it prayer. Prayer is the movement that takes place between spirit and form, with and through an individual. Do you know most people are praying for what they don't want? They're talking about what they do want. They treat God as some cosmic bell captain that's just going to run because they spoke. But it's not the way they think. They wish positive and think negative. If you're in a negative vibration, as John will show you tomorrow, the only thing you can attract to you is something negative. How do you change? Well, one good way is consciously pick the people you associate with. Pick with people who are winning. Go mix with them. Do what they do. You're going to find that some of your family, some of your relatives, some of your friends, people that you love, are in a negative vibration. That doesn't mean you divorce yourself from them. Just don't go as often and don't stay as long.